looking back now on that relationship that you had with Billy and the way it came to an end, what are your thoughts?
Very upsetting. Billy was my best mate, not just me trainer, to be honest with you. And my dad handled my company. But Billy Graham claimed that we didn't pay him what it should have been, and it went to court, and in the end it was all settled. But, you know, I look back now and I think to myself, I just wish it had never happened. Billy was me best mate, you know, and I loved him dearly. And funny enough, he phoned me, texted me the other night for the first time in, since the court case. You know, there was a story in the paper by my parents, and he phoned me up, he texted me, and he just said, listen, Ricky, you know, you took some blows in your career and you took another one there on your birthday. Just ride the storm, like I used to tell you in the corner, and things will come good again. Love you now and always, Billy, you know. And he was just the best news. And I'm hoping that is the start of, you know, where the door opens again for me and Billy to make a friendship again.
Having been surrounded in your career by your family, your mum and dad, your brother, and also Billy too, and we've obviously talked about Billy, and hopefully that is, you know, starting to mend that relationship there. But from being surrounded, not only as the people's champion, not only by all those adoring fans, but also by your closest family, to now perhaps being a bit isolated from that. How does that feel?
Very, very sad. It's probably the saddest part. You know, when people, you know, when they mention about my depression started with a mayor of a defeat. I felt, as I mentioned earlier, I felt really embarrassed about how many people I'd let down. Then I made a comeback. Then I fell out with Billy, my best friend. And then I had the Manny Pacquiao fight and I got destroyed in two rounds, and then a retirement came, you know, and then I fell out with my parents. So all these just ate away at me, you know. My depression probably started round about the Mayweather, and as things happened to me, in the end I was thinking to myself, you know, I don't see my parents, I don't see my brother, I don't see Billy Graham, I haven't got boxing again, what am I doing here on this earth? And I really, really wanted to end my life, and from so many great highs to actually get to that stage, it was really, really tragic. You know, you know, so stuff that I'm not really, really proud of, you know.